司法部 The Ministry of Justice The Ministry of Justice 那么司法部长应该如何表达呢 Minister of Justice Minister of Justice 其反义词 Justice 之前直接加以前缀 IN Injustice 不公平不公正 OK Next word Law 法律诉诸法律 Go to law Go to law Next 无法无天Take law into one's own hands. Take law into one's own hands. Got it? 控告某人 Take the law of somebody. 那在诉讼中 At law. At law. 合法 Within the law. 不合法 Outside the law. Got it? 律师 Lawyer. 有法可依的 Lawful. Lawfully.没有法律的 lawless, lawlessly, got it? Innocence, innocence in tennis, 无辜其形容词形式 innocent, I-N-N-O-C-E-N-T, innocent, 无辜的注意这两个词汇的反义词 innocence, guilt, innocent, guilty. OK, now next and bottom word, undertake. This is a transitive verb, means take up, so that,承担着手做这是非常正式的一个词汇现在 take up、okay? 从事写作 take up writing 那么如果用 undertake undertake 要和不定式 to 搭配连用 so undertake to undertake to do got it 他开始通知每有关的每一个人 he undertook to inform everyone concernedHe undertook to inform everyone concerned. 而 undertake 也可以和名词直接搭配、表示承担开始做比较严峻的事情。我们开始进行调查了。We undertake investigation. We undertake an investigation. Okay. 请同学要注意几个用词。承担着手做。Start to do something.Pick up doing something. Be engaged in something. Be engaged in. Right. Set out to do. Set about doing. Carry on doing. Perform. Perform something. 所以如果同学们强调他开始调查这个案件了你可以用 He starts to investigate the case. He takes up investigationHe performed investigation. He was engaged in investigation. He carried on investigating the case. 那么也可以用一段语。The investigation was underway. Underway, 正在进行。但是如果同学们强调 undertake, start, be engaged in, 以及 perform, take up, carry on,这个表达方式的时候我们必须要突出这个动作是由谁来发出的而如果你想重点突出某事在进行当中我们要用的表达方式 underway underway got it 讨论在进行 the discussion is underway 调查在进行 the investigation is underway ok next important word arduous arduous is adjective needing much effort表示需要付出努力的艰难的艰苦的 Arduous got it for example 学习英语是一艰苦的工作 Studying English is an arduous job Studying English is an arduous job got it 要注意 OUS 结尾的形容词给同学们补充几个词汇 Industrious IND-U-S-T-R-I-O-U-S 勤劳的 Industrious Laborious L-A-B-O-R-I-O-U-S 劳神的费力的 Laborious 劳神的费力的吃力的 OK So 爬楼梯对于一个80岁的老太太来讲很是吃力 Going upstairs is laborious for old lady aged 80 OKNext, strenuous. Strenuous. S-T-R-E-N-U-O-U-S. 费力的、艰辛的、需全力以赴的，那么同学们知道 strenuous 语义程度比 arduous 要强烈的多，还同时表示奋发的。 OK, now next meet out. Meet out in tennis 有分寸的给予奖励或者是惩罚。 Give punishment or reward carefully in measured amounts. Now, 进行奖励 meet out rewards. 进行惩罚 meet out punishment. Now translate my sentence. Justice was meted out to them. Justice was meted out to them. 他们得到了公正的处理。Okay, next important word, a court. A court, 既是一名词也是一部及物动词，名词 agree with, 一致。首先同学们要把握住 accord with, 和什么什么一致。In accord with, 这个介词短语表示和什么一致。For example, my opinion is in accord with yours. 那么如果表达和什么不一致 out of accord with, out of accord with. Okay, next.自然而然的 of one's own accord 也表示自愿的 of one's own accord. So 正义自然而然的得到了伸张 justice is done of its own accord. Got it? Accord accordance according 同学们注意我们用 accord 引申过来的词汇 according 要和介词 to 搭配依据根据 according to那么如何用 accordance 这是我们已经提到的一个问题 in accordance with 它也表示依据但主要是侧重强调依据法律依据规章制度条文所以比 according to 要正式的多依据这个课文 according to the text 而依据这条法律 in accordance with the law OK next premises premise 经常用复数形式 premises 房屋及周围所属那么同时我要求大家把握住 residence R-E-S-I-D-E-N-C-E residence 这是非常正式的一个用词表示住处居留地住宅地 dwelling D-W-E-L-L-I-N-G 也是非常正式的一个用词表示工人居住的地方而不是指工业商业和其他用法不能指工业区商业区注意居住区 dwelling dwelling placeHouse 住房 right? Housing H-O-U-S-I-N-G 这是总称 OK 住房问题我们要表达为 The housing problem OK next Disused 废弃不用的废弃不用的房子 Disused house 那么如果表达用错了的 Misused M-I-S OK 用过了的 Used 二手的 Second handOK, next chip, 凿 chop, C-H-O-P, 砍 so, 砍头 chop head 凿了一个洞 chip a hole So much for the words in lesson 35 Now let's begin to study the text Justice was done, 伸张正义 The word justice is usually associated with courts of law.Be associated with means be connected with, be related to. Got it? Be associated with 这个动词短语，同学们务必掌握熟练。它表示与什么什么相联系，可以替换为 be connected with 或 be related to. 正义这个词常常是同法庭联系在一起的。We might say that justice has been done when a man's innocence or guilt has been proved beyond doubt.We might say that 这是我们在本句当中务必要把握的一个重点框架我们也许会说 We might say that OK 表达一种不太肯定的口气我们也许会说他是一个很能干的人 We might say that he is an able person So we might say that justice has been done 我们也许会说正义得到了伸张When a man's innocence or guilt has been proved, 那么当一个人的被证实是有罪还是无罪的时候 ,beyond doubt, 本句的第二个重点内容 ,beyond, 超出某种范围限度，它主要是和名词进行搭配，